Back on with Jason from Woodland Firearms in Berriga. I want to continue our Deer Hunters Report. Thanks for some more time, bud.
Yeah, no problem, Adam.
We talked about how you're seeing kind of the same thing that the trend is across the UP right now, which is not a lot of spikes and forks being checked in, being shot. And I wonder if that's going to change here in the second half of the season. Any thoughts there? You think people will start shooting more spikes and forks as we get a little closer to the end?
Well, I think, naturally, most guys, if they're not seeing anything and they want to fill the freezer, they're probably going to take a spike or a four. But if they got the combo tag, they might not have that opportunity. I know me as a single tag hunter, I usually try to hold off, and then at the end I'll take what I can get.
Right. Yeah. Well, let's talk about those big bucks that you've checked in. Anything that just will blow your doors off, first of all?
Nothing that will blow your doors off. We did have a nice 11-pointer checked in. I believe it was 166 pounds. But a beautiful rack. And I had a 10-pointer with a split brow and a drop tine. Huh. But it was not a big rack, but it was neat, you know.
Yeah, different.
Them were probably the two best. I did have a guy over from Mass came in. He had a 9-pointer, which was a pretty nice. I mean, that was a beautiful deer, big spread and everything. But nothing that'll blow your doors off. Not yet. I'm waiting. Hopefully I get that one.
Yeah, right? Yeah, I hope you get that one too, Jason. I'll just throw that out there for you. And I haven't seen anything that I wanted to pull the trigger on yet this year either. So I wanted to ask you also, you know, I know you're weighing deer there. What's the biggest body deer that you've weighed in?
So far for the rifle season, I believe it was about 178, within a pound or two. I know I had a 190 during bow season, and nothing's come near it yet. So.
Okay. Jason from Woodland Firearms in Berriga, I really appreciate your time today.
Yeah, thanks for calling, Adam.
We'll be calling and checking in with you at the end of the season, then.
Awesome.
This is The Outdoor Show.